Helmet for My Pillow, From Paris Island to the Pacific, by Robert Leckie, narrated by John Allen Nelson, copyright 1957, by Robert Hugh Leckie. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the Bantam Dell Publishing Group, a division of Random House, Inc., and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. Boot. 1. A cutting wind slanted up Church Street in the cheerless dawn of January 5, 1942. That day I departed for the United States Marines. The war with Japan was not yet 4 weeks old. Wake Island had fallen. Pearl Harbor was a real tragedy, a burning, bitter humiliation. Hastily composed war songs were on the lips of everyone, their heavy patriotism failing to compensate for what they lacked in tune and spirit. Hysteria seemed to crouch behind all eyes. But none of this meant much to me. I was aware of my father beside me, bending into the wind with me. I could feel the wound in my lower regions, still fresh, still sore. The sutures had been removed a few days earlier. I had sought to enlist the day after Pearl Harbor, but the Marines had insisted that I be circumcised. It cost me $100, although I am not sure to this day whether I paid the doctor or not. But I am certain that few young men went off to war in that fateful time so marked. We had come across the Jersey Meadows, riding the Erie commuter line, and then on the ferry over the Hudson River to downtown New York. Breakfast at home had been subdued. My mother was up and about.